Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Casual Dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 17 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The 119th Congress, sworn in today, will vote for a new speaker, and about 17 Republicans are still undecided on whether they'll vote for Mike Johnson. He can only afford to lose one Republican vote, says ABC's Jay O'Brien.
House Speaker Mike Johnson saying that he's confident that he's done enough, that these conversations are going well, that he believes he can win on the first ballot. But the reality is, according to House leadership sources that I've talked to, they are preparing for what could be a bruising process here.
President-elect Donald Trump reaffirmed his backing for Johnson, saying it would be a big win for the Republican Party. The president-elect opposed the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel, and so does President Biden, who today blocked the $15 billion merger, citing national security and supply chain worries. The president and the first lady will visit New Orleans on Monday, where mourning continues for the 14 people who were killed in the New Year's truck attack. This is ABC News. The U.S. Surgeon General says it's time for Congress to require stronger warning labels on alcohol. Dr. Vivek Murthy called beer, wine, and liquor a leading preventable cause of cancer.
The current government warning label on alcoholic beverages hasn't changed since 1988. It warns of the risk of birth defects if pregnant women consume alcohol and says consumption impairs one's ability to drive and operate machinery. The message also vaguely warns of health problems, but the Surgeon General now says the label should explicitly call alcohol use a cause of cancer, similar to the warnings on packs of cigarettes.
That's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Rudy Giuliani's fighting to keep his World Series rings out of a $148 million defamation verdict for two Georgia election workers. In sworn testimony released this week, the former mayor of New York says the four huge rings he was presented while mayor now belong to his son, Andrew. Giuliani faces a federal hearing today. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 18 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05.
Our forecast calls for more sun in the west and south portions of our listening area. Breezy and cold with a few flurries far northeast, a high of 20, with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and very cold, a low of 4, with northwest winds 7 to 12 miles per hour. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and brisk, a high of 17, with northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 8 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 9, it's 18 degrees.
Experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist's difference. Expert repairs, exceptional service, and free loaners to keep you moving. Our reputation for quality and reliability is second to none, and our skilled technicians treat every car with care. Don't let car trouble slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today, where trust and excellence meet the road. Come in on Elm Street in Boscobel and drive away with confidence. Otherwise, give us a call at 608-375-4434.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 17 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A major winter weather event could be on the way early next week. UW-Madison Professor of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, John Martin.
We'll end up with a pretty decent snow event, and that'll be followed by easily the coldest air we've seen here in the last 2 or 3, maybe 5 winters. So we'll be desperately cold on Thursday morning with fresh snow cover, fairly light winds. I wouldn't be surprised to see overnight lows into the minus teens, even maybe minus 20 in a few places.
One person has been identified from the active triple homicide investigation in New Lisbon. The deceased female adult is 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba. The names of the two young girls were killed are not being released, but the New Lisbon Police Department identified their ages as 12 and 13. Law enforcement is actively looking for Virgil Thu in the New Lisbon area based on tips they've received. Juneau County deputies have released more photos of Thu. Surveillance footage shows the 47-year-old inside of a New Lisbon Dollar General store Sunday, hours before the victims were found dead inside of a home in New Lisbon. Another photo released by deputies showed Thu on a trail camera that same day. Chief Kyle Walker asked that anyone with information of whereabouts or possible sightings of Virgil Thu contact police immediately. Thu should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, contact law enforcement. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved death investigation in the city of Madison that occurred Monday evening. It was first reported that at approximately 8:20, officers with the Madison Police Department responded to a report of a vehicle theft at the Best Western on Anamark Drive. A foot chase ensued with an adult male suspect who was taken into custody, and EMS was requested to respond. EMS conducted an on-scene evaluation of the subject, and the subject was transported by law enforcement to the Dane County Jail. Upon arrival at the jail, the subject was immediately observed to be unresponsive, and the subject was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. It has now been reported that the suspect died Tuesday. No weapons were discharged during this incident. Involved law enforcement officers were placed on administrative leave per agency policy. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist. All involved law enforcement agencies are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. The Richland Center City Clerk's Office has released an update on the current status of candidate filings for the upcoming spring election. Four residents have filed to run for alderperson in the City of Richland Center. They are incumbent Karen Tepley in District 1, Rachel Schultz in District 2, incumbent Melanie Walters in District 3, and incumbent Steve Downs in District 4. Incumbent alderperson in District 2, Mark Chambers, has filed notification of non-candidacy. Eligible residents who wish to run for office have until Tuesday at 5 to register for ballot access in the spring 2025 election. The necessary paperwork for candidacy can be obtained from the city clerk's office or downloaded from the city website. For additional information or assistance, contact the city clerk's office at 608-647-3466. Three candidates have announced for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Incumbent Jill Underley, Education Consultant Brittany Kinzer, and Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright have all registered. If the candidates gather at least 2,000 signatures by January 7th, voters will narrow the field for the April general election to two in a February primary. The Capital Times reports that Underley, elected in 2021, is proposing over $4 billion in spending toward K-12 schools. Wright previously ran for his state assembly as a Democrat in 2016 and 2018. Kinzer owns an education consulting firm and previously led the state's rocket ship schools and served as president of the Milwaukee-based City Ford Collective. Staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will investigate nearly 200 uncounted absentee ballots in Madison. During a special meeting Thursday, Commission Chair Ann Jacobs made the case, citing the seriousness of what happened and the fact that the elections agency was not notified in a timely fashion. About all that's known at this point is that the Madison election officials discovered 193 absentee ballots weeks after the November 5th election. WEC was made aware of the missing ballots on December 18th. The mayor's office and the public after that. Commissioner Don Millis called the extended timeline very disturbing. Yesterday's vote by the six-member commission to conduct the investigation was unanimous. Commissioner Marge Bostelman said she doesn't see the goal of an investigation as punitive, but rather to make sure this doesn't happen again. In a statement, Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes said she agrees that an investigation can help provide transparency and accountability, as well as hopefully provide lessons that all Wisconsin clerks can learn to prevent similar errors in the future. A big endorsement for the head of Wisconsin Democratic Party. Ben Wickler is running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. Now he has the support of the highest Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. Schumer called Wickler a tenacious organizer and proven fundraiser. This month, there are candidate forums for the people vying to run for the party's national committee. That includes the early frontrunner, the leader of the Democratic Party in Minnesota, Ken Martin. The election is February 1st. GasBuddy released its 2025 fuel price outlook, forecasting a third consecutive year of lower gas and diesel prices. The outlook highlights key trends in gasoline and diesel prices, utilizing specific inputs, potential impacts on production, supply and demand changes, and a change in leadership in Washington. GasBuddy projects that the yearly national average for gasoline in 2025 will decline to $3.22 per gallon, down from $3.33 in 2024, and significantly below the record highs of 2022. This decline represents continued relief for American drivers, but comes amid emerging uncertainties surrounding geopolitical tensions, potential tariffs, and a change in energy policies that add risk to this year's forecast. Highlights from GasBuddy's 2025 fuel outlook include the national average price of gasoline is expected to hit its lowest point in December, averaging $2.89 per gallon for the month. Gas prices could peak in April at a monthly average of $3.53 per gallon, while the daily average could top out as high as $3.67 per gallon, driven by seasonal increases in demand and the change to summer gasoline that occurs coast to coast at a varied pace. While most major U.S. cities will seek peak gas prices around $4 per gallon, West Coast cities such as Los Angeles and San Francisco could return to the mid-$5 per gallon range due to high fuel taxes, unique fuel requirements, and other state mandates, and Americans are expected to spend a combined $410.8 billion on gasoline in 2025, an 8% decrease from 2024's estimated $423.1 billion. Diesel prices are also forecast to decline in 2025, with a projected yearly national average of $3.48 per gallon. This reduction will benefit industries dependent on diesel, such as freight and agriculture, offering some respite from recent cost pressures. Mortgage rates have climbed again in a hot real estate market. As of yesterday, the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is just under 7%. That's the highest rate in 6 months. It keeps potential home buyers out of the market. From the beginning to the end of December, the number of mortgage applications dropped nearly 22%. Got that common winter cold coming on? You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medications. Stetson Prochaska, an Aspiris pharmacy resident, says that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication. It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
Petrikas says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product. Threatening messages have led to an arrest. Avoca Police Chief Chad Knable reports that last Friday night at approximately 8:30, the Avoca Police Department received a complaint of someone sending threatening messages over the phone to a village resident. The messages were explicit and were against the complainant's life. Police met with the complainant, initiated an investigation, and gathered evidence which quickly confirmed the identity of the suspect. Police contacted the suspect by phone but could not convince her to meet with police to make a statement. Due to the suspect not cooperating, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, Probation, and Parole were contacted, and area law enforcement agencies were notified to be on the lookout for Logan S. Taylor, 34, of Avoca. Yesterday, Taylor appeared at the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center and was taken into custody without incident. Taylor was booked into the Iowa County Jail on a probation hold. Charges of harassment with threats to kill, unlawful use of a communications device, disorderly conduct, and bail jumping have been referred to the Iowa County District Attorney's Office for consideration. It's 19 minutes past 12 o'clock and 18 degrees in Richland Center. Nominations are being sought for Making a Difference Awards. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It is a sunny 17 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. The time is drawing near for the 2025 Making a Difference Awards. The deadline to nominate those who are making a difference in your life is Monday. The awards committee appreciates all nominations, which are made by the public. Mick Cosgrove is a Making a Difference Awards committee member.
Probably the most difficult part about running the Making a Difference Awards is getting the nominations. And I mention it often that people come up during the year and say, you should have given this award to so-and-so, or they did this. And my response is always, did you nominate him? Well, no. That's how we know about these people. It's impossible for the selection committee to go out and find, actually recruit. What we count on is the community coming up forth and telling us who's really making a difference in the lives of people in the greater Richland County area. And that was the whole kind of concept of starting these awards, was the people that we want to hear about are the ones that aren't doing it for the recognition. They're the ones that really deserve it. And often it always comes through, but we always encourage people, please nominate them so that we have the ability to honor them.
There are many categories for the Making Difference Awards. They are Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year, Best Face Forward, Community Stewardship, Emergency Responder, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero Award or Healthcare Professional of the Year, Up and Coming Youth, and new this year, Employee of the Year. When nominating, the awards committee would be appreciated as much information about the nominee as possible.
We want more than just, I nominate this person for this award. We need to hear a little bit about, I mean, the selection committee, I think, sometimes scratch their head because we need enough for them to say, yes, this really is someone that's making a difference. So we don't need like a novel or anything, but we need a few paragraphs to really highlight exactly how they're making a difference to make that process for the selection committee work better.
You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference, care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, 53581, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com, or drop the information off at 1313 West Seminary Street, Suite 100 in Richland Center. Nominations are due by Monday at 5 p.m. The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke featuring Charlie Duke. Sharing Space with Deke is a live virtual conversation with astronaut Duke. Charlie Duke was selected by Deke Slayton to be a member of the 5th Astronaut Group in 1966. Duke became a lunar module specialist and oversaw the development of its propulsion systems. Due to his knowledge of the lunar module, he was asked by Tom Stafford, commander of Apollo 10, and Neil Armstrong, commander of Apollo 11, to be a CAPCOM for their missions. Duke was assigned as the lunar module pilot for Apollo 16, which launched in 1972. John Young and Duke spent 71 hours on the moon's surface and performed 3 EVAs. During this time, Young and Duke collected 213 pounds of rock and soil samples. One of those rocks is on display at the Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum. Sharing Space with Deke featuring Charlie Duke will be held Sunday from 3 to 4. You may attend in person at the Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or via Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets may be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlaytonMuseum.org. The holiday expenses may be looming on the credit card bill, or perhaps the bank balance is a little lighter from the extra gifts exchanged with family and friends. If this is the year to reduce debt and bump up the savings account, revisiting prior financial goals is not a bad idea. Fluctuations in the economy continue to affect many households. People are reassessing retirement timelines, considering where and how they live, and assessing future personal goals in the face of the new variants. Several federal financial programs have ended, and employment opportunities have varied from one sector to another. As consumers look ahead to the new year, having stable financial footing may become necessary to meet day-to-day needs. When thinking about current finances and sticking to a New Year's resolution, consider these tips from the Better Business Bureau. Set clear financial goals like building an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation or retirement. Clear goals provide motivation and direction for financial choices. Inventory your credit cards. Credit cards have high interest rates, which can waste much money over time. Reach out to the credit card company to see if a balance transfer offer can be used to switch to a card with a lower rate, or ask if the interest rate can be lowered. If you have multiple cards, decide which debt paying strategy is best for you. Some experts recommend paying off cards with the highest interest rates first. Others recommend paying off cards with the smallest balances first. Additionally, try sending in payments throughout the month. Put the $5 that would have been spent on a morning coffee towards debt instead. Avoid wasting money on unethical businesses or scams. Making careful decisions now can save time, money, and headaches later. Research all companies at BBB.org and check BBB Scam Tracker regularly to see what scams are happening in your area. Revisit subscriptions and memberships. Review all recurring payments and cancel any services no longer needed. These small adjustments can add up over the year. Plan for large expenses and potential major purchases or expenses like vacations or home repairs and start setting aside funds monthly to avoid future financial strain. Start budgeting. Creating a written budget and tracking spending is one of the best ways to save money and stop spending more than what is earned. First, figure out how much debt you have. You need an accurate picture before figuring out your budget. Note the difference between fixed expenses, needs, and wants. If you have debt, include repayment goals in your budget. If possible, factor in retirement and emergency savings. Save money by giving up morning coffee and cooking at home instead of getting takeout. Factor in any alternate income, like selling unused items or part-time work in the gig economy. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org, Wisconsin, or call 1-800-273-1002. Sue Triggs is having a retirement party this afternoon from now until 3 at the Richland County Courthouse in the boardroom on the third floor. Sue has worked for the county for 46 years. Go by and say hi and good luck in retirement. Today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Gretchen Jelenic of Richland Center on ticket number 221. It is a sunny 18 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
It's 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Friday afternoon, January 3rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68 of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center, died last Friday at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call Saturday from 11 until 1:30. Ken Manning Jr. is survived by his wife of 22 years, Lori, daughter Jill Manning and Chris Carey of Westby, two sons, Paul and Chelsea Manning of Holman, and Tyler and Lauren Manning of La Crosse. Stepsons Chris Neely of La Crosse and Nick Neely of Seattle, Washington. The mother of his children, Sue Brevik of Westby. Seven grandchildren, his mother, Alma Manning of Rural Richland Center. Father-in-law, Mel Carl of La Crosse. Brothers, Rick and Deb Manning of Cazenovia. Randy and Heidi Manning of Rural Richland Center. And Terry and Beth Manning of Green Bay. Brothers-in-law, Todd and Mary Beth Carl of Lakeland, Minnesota, and Randy and Jackie Carl of La Crosse, along with many nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. David Kenneth, Ken Manning Jr., 68 of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92 of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Stanick is survived by her twin brother, Bernard and Sharon Creel of Madison, five children, Donna Stanick of Durham, North Carolina, Ronald Stanick of Huntington, West Virginia, Julie Stanick and Charles Lauber of Fort Collins, Colorado, and Joanne Stanick and John Stanick and Lizzie, all of Durham, North Carolina. Six grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Rose Creel Hooks, Helen Stanick, Ann McGuire, Helen Stanick, Mary Lou Stanick, and Dorothy and Richard Hackle. Also many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg, died Sunday at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock next Friday, January 10th, at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home next Friday, January 10th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva Middlestead is survived by her sons, Daryl and Janie Middlestead, and Keith Middlestead. Four grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, many nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things, seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights, feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ben and Katie Shannon and Heath and Kelly Onan. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Certainly is a cold and blustery day here across the region. Temperatures running about 6 or 7 degrees below normal. We've been seeing some nice sunshine across a good portion of southwest Wisconsin. However, a bank of clouds on a northeastern doorstep, but of little consequence, just some very dry air taking hold, so no accumulations expected. Well, this cold weather will stick with us really for the foreseeable future with a general airflow coming in from Canada, although nothing extreme for this time of the year, partly because we don't have a deep snow cover. If we had a deep snow cover, the nighttime temperatures could get much colder. Otherwise, we'll be tracking a major storm system south of the Badger State this weekend. That's going to bring heavy snow to the Central Plains all the way over toward southern Indiana over the next couple of days, but right now looks like it will miss us. That forecast for the rest of today, more sun in the west and south part of the region, cloudier to the north and east, breezy and chilly with a few flurries in far northeastern parts, high near 20, northwest wind 10 to 20. Partly cloudy to clear tonight, very cold with a low near 4 degrees, wind chills as cold as 5 or 10 below zero. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and brisk with a high at 17, northwest wind of 8 to 15 miles an hour. On Sunday, filtered sunshine with some high clouds coming through, low at 3, high of 19, north wind up to 10. Looking ahead to Monday, mixed skies and slightly warmer, low 10, high 24. Tuesday, partly sunny and cool, low near 10 degrees with a high of 21. Wednesday, some sunshine and colder, low 5 with a high of 16. Thursday, increasing clouds, 30% chance of snow showers by late evening, low 3 with a high of 20. You stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 17 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 26, our low this morning was 9. We're now back up to 18 degrees. The record high for this date set in 1897 was 57 degrees. The record low 23 below was set in 1887. Last year's high was 36 with a low of 31. Sunset tonight will be at 4:38 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 12 to 14 miles per hour. The barometer is up slightly to 30.26 and no precipitation to report. After a high yesterday, or today actually, of 19, we're back down to 18 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Cover crops are helping growers become sustainable. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Four, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. The more we learn about cover crops, the better they sound. Jacob Kelly works with commercial horticulture for Alabama Extension.
We can reduce soil compaction with some of these crops. We can increase our soil organic matter. We can control erosion, and that's a big one on a lot of these farms. And there's also some weed control as well as nematode control. And they're also scavengers. They can scavenge nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus from the soil and bring it up to where our crops need to use them.
Kelly says cover crops can even provide pest control benefits.
When we put our insect traps out there to catch these moths, we're catching so many you can't even count them all on the trap. And then we're going out in the field and scouting, and we're not finding very many larvae. We'll find some eggs. The eggs will hatch, but the number of larvae that are out there in the field are very minimal. And that's, I think, partially due to the number of beneficial insects we're bringing in. The parasitic wasp and paper wasps, honeybees, and ladybugs that will destroy any of these unwanted insects before we have to intervene with any insecticides.
Kelly says even tree crops can benefit from cover crops between the rows. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Economics say cash rents should decline in 2025. 2024, a good year for biodiesel and more. Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An agricultural economist at the University of Illinois says farmers and landowners need to be having serious discussions about cash rents. Gary Schnicki says the economic downturn has made profitability on rented acres hard to pencil out.
Cash rents have risen quite considerably in the last couple years, particularly since 2020. Getting them back to 2020 levels isn't going to get us to profitability, but it's a start. Cash rents on this rented land is going to be difficult to justify from the return that we're getting.
He tells Brownfield the economic fundamentals show cash rents should be trending lower this year, but
that's going to be very hard to do, obviously, because landowners don't want to see their return decline.
Schnicki says open and direct communication between tenant and landowner is the best approach toward negotiating rental agreements.
Demand for biodiesel and renewable diesel surged higher in 2024. Jeff Earl with Clean Fuels Alliance America says states continue to prioritize renewable fuel policies to help grow clean fuel use.
We saw Nebraska become the fourth state to pass a low carbon fuel standard, which is a significant win for our industry. We also saw several other states either expand upon or see the results of their policies that they've passed previously to really show that renewable fuels are growing in their states.
Tells Brownfield the U.S. is on pace to surpass 5 billion gallons of biodiesel and renewable diesel consumption for the first time.
California, our number one market, is now 75% biodiesel, renewable diesel, something that we are very proud of.
Earl says new opportunities in the rail and marine industries also help drive demand. A winter storm is expected to impact much of the central and eastern U.S. this weekend. Brett Waltz with BAM Weather says there are a lot of moving pieces as the system gains strength.
But it has the potential, I would say especially out in parts of northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, northwest Missouri, to really be a memorable storm. Out there, we could be talking about more than a foot of snow.
He tells Brownfield there could also be significant ice accumulations.
When I say bad, I'm talking, you know, half an inch or more in some spots of southern Missouri, Kentucky, maybe southern Indiana, which can obviously cause concerns for power outages and obviously widespread travel issues.
Walt says the storm should ramp up Saturday night into Sunday across parts of the Central Plains as it moves east. And U.S. export business slowed down significantly during the week of Christmas. The USDA says soybeans and wheat both hit marketing year lows, with corn, soybean product, cotton, and rice all down from the previous week. Beef and pork for 2024 delivery were the bright spots, seeing week-to-week improvements, also seeing solid demand for 2025 delivery. The USDA's next round of supply and demand numbers is out Friday, January 10th at noon Eastern, 11 Central. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Friday at midday, direct cash cattle business is light and cash hogs are mostly steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be a part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cattle trade is light. Sales are at $197 live in the south, $4 to $5 higher than the previous week, and at $315 addressed in the north, up $8. There are also some live sales in Iowa and Nebraska, $200 today. Asking prices are $197 plus live and $315 dressed. Yesterday's trade was light at $195 to $196 live in Kansas and Texas, with scattered sales at $310 to $315 dressed in Nebraska. Box beef at midday was higher with light to moderate movement. Choice was up $1.46 at $324.94, and select beef was $183 higher at $296.06. At the new Canberra Livestock Market in Missouri, compared to the previous test, steers are mostly firm to 6 higher with a few 12 higher, except for steers weighing less than 500 pounds, which had a sharply lower undertone. Heifers were up 2 to 7, including sharply higher spot sales and heifers weighing more than 600 pounds. USDA says demand was good for a moderate supply. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold at $286.25 to $326. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 500 to 600 pounds brought $295 to $324.50. Cash hogs are mostly steady with moderate opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It does look like most buyers have the needed near-term numbers in hand, continuing to watch weather forecasts ahead of what's expected to be a big winter storm and monitor wholesale business. It's been a mostly down week for the cutout value, but there are some expectations pork can gain some ground against beef due to competitive prices. The major direct markets had no recent comparison. National direct barrows and gilts did have a weighted average of 79.69, while Iowa Southern Minnesota averaged 79.94 and the Western Corn Belt averaged 79.88. Butcher hogs are steady at $55 in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and $60 in Garnetville, Iowa. Illinois direct sows are steady at $32 to $44, with moderate to good demand for light offerings. Pork at midday was up $2.23 at $91.55. Loins, butts, ribs, hams, and bellies were firmed to sharply higher, while picnics were weak. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. You can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Cattle are mostly lower. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on profit-taking and technical selling. Forecasts do remain dry for parts of South America, but crops are in generally good shape right now with decent soil moisture in much of Argentina and Brazil. November's bean crush is record large for the month, but that's not providing any real support. March beans are down 21 and a quarter at 990 and three quarters. May is 22 and a half lower at 1002 and a half. March bean meal's down $12.30 at $307.60. March soybean oil's 43 points lower at $39.84. Corn's down on profit taking and technical selling, monitoring South America with traders removing some of that recent weather premium. March corn's down 9 3/4 at 449 3/4. Pretty important technical mark to watch there. March corn's 9 3/4, May corn's 9 3/4 lower at 457 1/2. And wheat's down. A winter storm in parts of the U.S. Plains and Midwest would benefit soil moisture in many areas. March Chicago's down 18 1/4 at 527 1/2. March Kansas City's 13 3/4 lower at 538. March Minneapolis wheat's down 11 1/2 at 578 a bushel. Live cattle are mostly lower and feeders are down on profit-taking. Direct cash cattle business this week has been light, but above a week ago. February live's 22 higher at 193.82, and April's down 55 at 195.50. March feeders are 250 lower at 263.70. April feeders are down 272 at 263.80. And hogs are on the downside of things with uncertainties about sustained domestic demand. Pork was up at midday, though. February's 32 lower at 80.85, and April leans down 65 at 85.90. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hessenger with Timsek Auction Realty. Call 608-642-2802 for hay-related needs. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We have plenty coming up. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hessenger. Have a great day.
How ballot initiatives can impact
Impact Consumers. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The ag industry frequently faces ballot initiatives at the state level that can impact how farmers and ranchers operate. One of the challenges the ag industry faces when those initiatives surface is that complex issues like sow housing or harvest facilities are overly simplified, and science is left out of the conversation. Peter Orwick, the executive director of the American Sheep Industry Association, says the ag industry had a big win when Denver voters rejected a ballot initiative that would have banned slaughterhouses within the city limits.
That plant, they process 500,000 lambs a year. You have an entire feeding system that is set up in northern Colorado. They buy lambs from all the surrounding states and bring those in to that plant. So you have thousands of farms, ranches, feedlots, all your trucking. And if you just think about what it takes to build a new plant in this day and age, that's why we saw all the livestock groups, all the meat industry come together, put $1 million up, educate the voters, and then press our case that we are good managers, we take good care of our animals, and we provide a great protein for the American consumer.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brownfield anchor reporter Mark Dorenkamp. Growing up in a rural community in North Iowa, I watched as my family and others struggled farming in the 1980s, with my dad eventually leaving the farm to work at a local grain elevator. At that time, I wanted to get away from farming. But going on 20 years as a farm broadcaster, I've discovered a passion for telling stories about people like my dad. Thanks for letting me tell your story, too.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News House Speaker Election. I'm Mike Dubusky. On Capitol Hill,
for the meeting of the 119th Congress of the United States, the House will come to order.
The crucial House